Do people and apes share a common ancestor? Evolutionary scientists believe they do and claim that we are over 98% genetically similar to chimps. But are these numbers accurate? And what do they really mean? Stay tuned.
A significant portion of the genome of a chimpanzee would be the same as a human. No surprises there.
This is Science, Scripture, and Salvation, a Creation Radio Journal. I'm Chris O'Brien with the Institute for Creation Research. Most people of grade school age and above are familiar with the evolutionary idea that humans are related to apes. And sadly, this false theory is increasingly propagated in the media. But why do secular scientists say that our genome is 98.5% similar to the genome of the chimpanzee? How did evolutionary research scientists come up with this number? And does this number really prove that we're related to apes? Don't go bananas. Just stay tuned for the next 15 minutes as we discuss the comparison between human and chimp genomes. Dr. Kevin Anderson is director of Creation Research Society's Van Andel Creation Research Center in Chino Valley, Arizona. He explains what makes up the genome.
The human genome, if we look at the genomes, these are long pieces of DNA. Now, DNA is composed then of what we would call nucleotides. And we have adenine, thymine, guanosine, and cytosine as our nucleotides. And we really abbreviate those very simply as just the letters A, T, G, C. So DNA is a language of four letters. And it's the sequence of those letters, the A and the T and the G and the C, in the long strands of the DNA that determines the information content of the DNA, just as the sequence of letters on a page determine the information content of the words on that page. So when you mix the sequences around, then that gives you different information. The nature of the DNA molecule is the same, be it humans or bacteria. It's structured the same way. What's different is the arrangement of those letters, the A and the T and the G and the C. So when they're talking about this 98.5% similarity between humans and chimpanzees, which is just a 1.5% difference, what they're saying is that the arrangement of these letters, these sequences on the DNA, there's only a 1.5% difference between the human genome and the chimpanzee genome. And considering the size of the genomes, that is a very, very teeny difference between the two.
Concerning similarities between the human and ape genomes, ICR biologist Frank Sherwin tells us that having the same type of genes does not mean that we're related. He explains that comparable DNA will be found in humans and chimps because of our similar needs for survival.
When evolutionists tell us with authority that the DNA of humans and chimpanzees are so closely aligned that we must be genetically related to some unknown, unobserved ancestor in the distant past, the creation scientist simply replies by saying, well, chimpanzees breathe the same air, they drink the same water, and of course they eat the same food. So a significant portion of the genome of a chimpanzee would be the same as a human. No surprises there. But the fact is that it doesn't mean a common ancestor, but it does mean a common designer. And so that common designer, the Lord Jesus Christ, gave chimpanzees the same kinds of enzyme systems to break down food and used in respiratory physiology and so forth that people have. And so we would say not a common ancestor, but a common designer.
And trying to use DNA similarities to prove that people and apes share a common ancestor is a weak argument, since there is no evidence in the fossil record that links us to apes or other animals.
When we looked at the fossil record, we find time and time again that those critical missing links between the major groups of animals, for example, the fish, the amphibians, the reptiles, birds, and invertebrates, are missing at the very critical places, just exactly what the creation model predicts. So it shouldn't be any surprise that we are missing those critical missing links between the chimpanzee and people. Because, of course, people were created in God's image, Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. All the other animals were created after their kind, as described in the Bible. So we shouldn't be surprised that, at least when it comes to the fossil record, the missing links are still missing. So when we come to DNA, and the DNA that is supposedly so closely aligned with people and chimpanzee, we find that there are easy and adequate creation science explanations.
Since the publication of a paper in the September 2005 edition of Nature magazine, the general public has been bombarded by the claim that people and chimpanzees are very much alike genetically. But ICR molecular biologist Dr. Dan Criswell says there are some problems in the way the research is being reported.
There are a couple important considerations for that paper, though. Things that were not published and things that aren't being said. And one of the more important issues of that paper is that they did not completely compare the human genome with the chimpanzee genome. There are about 3 billion bases or 3 billion nucleotides, letters that make up the human genetic code or the human genome. And that may be true about chimpanzees. There might be 3 billion. There could be as many as 3.3 billion. But in this study, they were only able to align 2.4 billion of these nucleotides or letters in the genome between chimpanzees and humans. So if you do the math, you can realize that that's only 80% alignment. That's 20% that weren't aligned. Now the question is, wasn't the rest of that DNA aligned because it doesn't match and it's unalignable? Or were there other problems? Maybe it is a closer match, but there were problems with getting it aligned.
In actuality, the claim that people and chimps are 98.5% the same genetically comes only from the matchup of a very small part of the genome.
The entire genomes of both humans and chimpanzees was not compared. Now, they were able to align the coding regions, which code for proteins, the genes, which make up a really small portion of both genomes, probably anywhere from 2 to 4%.
The problem with only mapping the coding regions, a mere 2 to 4% of the entire genome, is that even though genes may be alike, they don't necessarily work the same way.
That isn't all that makes an organism. It's not just the coding regions. What will determine how a cell functions and ultimately what an organism is like is dependent on other things as well. For example, what are the expression levels of those genes? How much protein is made by each gene? And we've seen from research that the expression levels of the same genes in a human and chimpanzee are not the same. So expression levels, the amount of protein made by a gene in a human and a gene in a chimpanzee are not identical.
Another thing that needs to be considered in this debate about shared ancestry between humans and apes is the structure of the chromosomes and their location in the nucleus of a cell.
More research is showing that this is also important. And here, the structure of chromosomes between humans and chimpanzees don't always match. There are differences, major differences, between some of the chromosomes and the positioning of the DNA in the nucleus. So there are a whole host of other factors that haven't been fully looked at yet. And part of that is because we still know very little about human genomes, chimpanzee genomes, and how they work.
And the way evolutionary scientists compared the genome of humans and apes leaves room for doubt, because DNA was not matched up in an across-the-board fashion. Dr. Anderson explains.
Already, they're not telling you the full story because they're trying, to the public's eye, they're trying to make it seem like that we've taken the entire human genome and the entire chimpanzee genome, and we compare them one to one, and we get this incredible alignment. But that's not true. They take, like, human chromosome number one, and they search anywhere in the entire chimpanzee genome, which would be chromosome 1 of the chimpanzee, or maybe chimpanzee chromosome 5, or maybe chimpanzee chromosome 10, to try to find sequences that will align.
We've been talking about the similarities between human and chimp genomes, but when the differences between man and ape are discussed, there is an important aspect that secular scientists refuse to consider. Frank Sherwin explains.
Evolutionary theory maintains that we are just highly evolved animals, and evolutionists go out of their way to try and convince a gullible public that we are just highly evolved chimpanzees, and there's only a 1.2, 1.5 difference between a chimpanzee that's looking at you through the bars of a zoo. And yet the Bible says something very different. The Bible says that we have been created in God's image to have fellowship with God through the person of Jesus Christ. And the evolutionary naturalist robs the rightful place that man has before a holy God through Jesus Christ by telling us that, no, we're just highly evolved animals. We at ICR invite the listener to come to know who that true Creator is, the Lord Jesus Christ, the living Word of God, who has created us in His image.
Dr. Criswell.
In Scripture, we're told that man was a special creation, and that man was created for a specific purpose, to have fellowship with God. And so one of the major differences between human and chimpanzees and their behavior and the things that they do are a result of their creation. And so I think a lot of people want to know, if we look at the genetics of humans and other animals, will we be able to see that created difference in the genomes? And so I don't know that we're going to see that sort of difference in the genomes, because there has to be this factor of how we behave is based on the spiritual nature of man, not on the physical nature of man. Even though many behavioral characteristics can be traced to genes within our chromosomes, there still is that aspect that we behave based on what our spiritual relationship is with God.
Therefore, the most important difference between people and apes, or any other animal for that matter, is our relationship to God.
So one of the differences between humans and chimps is that man requires salvation because he's broken that fellowship with God for which he was created. And that is responsible for many of the behaviors that we see in mankind today. And it's only by reconciling that relationship with God that man actually can fulfill his purpose in creation. And that is one of the really distinct differences between us and anything else that's created, is that man has this need for salvation, and God has provided that plan, and all he has to do is accept it. Except that Jesus Christ came and took the place of each individual and paid the price for his sin. And then man can be restored to that fellowship with God. That has to be the most important fundamental difference between humans and any other animal in creation, including chimpanzees and apes.
As our program comes to a close, we hope that you've been encouraged. It's our desire at ICR to show that the Bible can be trusted, both historically and scientifically, and to give facts that will build your faith. As Christians, we need to understand the scientific basis for our beliefs. We pray that this program will aid you in your discovery of science and the Bible. You know, most people aren't aware that today there are thousands of scientists that are convinced of the truth of biblical creation and not evolution. Our non-denominational ministry aims to restore and strengthen the Genesis foundations of the Christian faith. If you've enjoyed today's edition of Science, Scripture, and Salvation, a Creation Radio Journal, why not visit us on the web to find out more about the work of ICR? The address is www.icr.org. Again, www.icr.org. Science, Scripture, and Salvation, a Creation Radio Journal, is a production of ICR. For the Institute for Creation Research, I'm Chris O'Brien. Thanks for tuning in.